The parable in today's gospel does not justify a gospel of economic prosperity, as some televangelists might claim. Instead, the gospel this morning is more about what it means to be faithful. It's the story of a very rich master who really knew his servants well and their abilities. And so he provides them with this wonderful opportunity to learn through their own experiences on how to develop those abilities and their resources. In a real gesture of trust, the master gave each servant an enormous sum of money, leaving it to use to their own discretion. And then he set off on a long journey. Years later, he returns to settle accounts. So the question is, who is faithful? Clearly, it is the servants who took the master's money, added to it by way of their own resourcefulness, and produced a profit. Who is unfaithful? It is the one who let fear and anxiety paralyze him. He did not put his own resources to work, but simply buried the treasure for safekeeping. He didn't lose anything. He simply never did any good with it. In the actual literary setting of this gospel passage, Jesus is telling this story to his disciples in order to prepare them for the days ahead, days when their faith would be tested as they anticipate, like the servants in the parable, as they anticipate and await the return of the Lord. So what does faithfulness look like in a time of waiting? In Matthew's gospel, faithfulness is basically emulating the ministry of Jesus. For a very long time, Jesus had been announcing the arrival of God's kingdom by serving the least of them, the hungry, the sick, the meek, the marginalized. In this particular parable this morning, we have two examples set before us in the actions of those servants. We are God's servants, yes. If we're not, who else could we be? Each of us has been given abilities, talents, if you will, and clearly it is not enough to just preserve what has been entrusted to us. Like the servants in the gospel, we are to put our gifts to use so that they may bear fruit in the service of others. It is an active virtue, this faithfulness. All who would follow Jesus are to preach the good news of the kingdom by going about putting our treasures to work. And what is this work? Well, it is for us to grow that treasure and to realize what it can do for the transformation of the world. It is for us to recognize our talents and put them to work. The task begins in the intimacy of our own homes, where we shape each other's consciousness and where we encourage the development of each other's values and talents. It is then that we can reach out beyond our walls to contribute to the physical and emotional needs of others. It's especially demonstrated in what we do for the needy in our society. We can either invest and then share lavishly, or we can hide the good news where it does no one any good. To be trustworthy servants, like those in the parable, we must be willing to trust the one who trusted us. And that is the underlying key to understanding what this parable is really about. The master trusted his servants. Two of them trusted him back. The third one, not so much. Being faithful is more than just believing something to be true. Being faithful means trusting in that truth to the point of great risk. Jesus did that, and that's what he asks of us. It's easy to fall into the habit of fear and anxiety. It takes a conscious effort to choose faith that is rooted in trust. And so in the end, those who are found faithful may hear their master say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Amen.